it's time to start my presentation. Okay, just starting my presentation. Hello, everyone. My name is Tatsuhito Kasahara. Came from Japan. This is my first time to speak at this conference. I'm not good at speaking and hearing English. So, if any have a question, please speak slowly. Today, I'd like to talk about PGStatsInfo. PGStatsInfo is a monitoring, advanced monitoring tool for PostgreSQL. Today's agenda. First, I talk about the background, why we developed the PGStatsInfo. And next, I'm talk about what the PGStatsInfo in some categories. A goal, overview, outputs and inputs, how to work, and briefly demos. And next, a feature work. I want to talk about the feature work. This section has 2 points. A PGStatsInfo change and cooperate with PostgreSQL. And finally, conclusion. Okay. First, information of DB status is important for DBAs. A DBA means a database administration. A database administrator. They have to check status of database, and if they detect a problem, they have to search and analyze the problem and shoot it. And now, PostgreSQL has many monitoring features. PostgreSQL provides two kinds of information about it. Wide statistics views. Typically, this information gathered by stats collectors. And two, log messages. The statistics and log messages are very useful for expert DBAs. It is convenient to solve the problem and detect some dangers. So, and experts can figure out the activity of PostgreSQL. Statistics are complex information for novice DBAs. They often bother about how do we translate these statistics? What value status? Should we consider it to be a healthy or not? And what to do next? Often, it's too late to get a statistics in case of troubles happen. They cannot gather statistics to resolve troubles. there are similar problems about log messages. It is difficult for DBAs to find which message is important because a log file has various kinds of messages. Log contains, for example, messages for DBAs, messages for developers, and also contains the performance information. Performance information means, for example, checkpoint activities and auto-backing activities, and so on. It's bother to pick up and aggregate a log message which writes at problematic period. DBAs often want to know what happened at problematic period. For example, retrieve summary auto-backing information for a table when the table has trouble. Not for novice DBAs. DBAs have to manage many machines and DBs recently. So it's bothering to gather statistics from the many DBs. They want to see a summarized and graphical information rather than enormous quantity of statistics and log messages. So, So, in other words, DBAs don't see statistics and rogue messages. They need some more simple information. Are we in trouble or safe? If they are in trouble, what's the reason and how should I do? So, the very many problems about the statistics and log messages for DBAs. Okay, next, the goal of PGStat. I talked about the goal of PGStat info. A goal of PGStat info are following points. One, alert the DBA to occurrence and cause of troubles. Also, alert contains a base of typical solution to troubles. They only have to check the alert, and solve the troubles. And next, show the report to check and see the database activities and see that's out of problematic. So, PGStat info gathers a statistics and log messages and summarize and show the graphical reports or alerts. If PGStat info output alerts, useful alerts for DBAs. They only have to receive alerts generated by PGStat info. Yes, they don't have to need to search and analyze. Yes, if POSIX is in trouble, PGStat info send an alert message to DBA like this. So, what happened and what to DBA should be should. Showing the report to check all the troubles. They can see the graphics and summary info to check the cause of troubles. DBAs can also see their DBs healthy or not. So the not numerous statistics and log messages. So summarize and the summarize information as graphically. These are goals of PGStat info. And next, what's PGStat info? The overview of architecture. Yes. I talk about overview in three parts: input and intermediate information and outputs. PGStat info gathers the statistics and release log messages. This requires a CSV format log. Okay. So, these are input sources. And statistics and some log messages are stored into repository. And these data are stored in form of table data. So, repository database. And this database has a schema and some table to store the PGStat info information. Output. PGStat info shows the reports and alerts using a statistic in repository. Also shows the filter log. I will touch up on these issues later. I will show output of the PGStat info, alert and report. Alert. Alert is written to log as a log messages. At present, PGStat info DBAs brief alert messages like this. Users can modify these alert messages and alert kind of alert messages. DBAs can see danger without analysis. Only watch have to watch the put these alarms and report. I'll pick up a part of the HTML report files. PG-13.4 generates HTML reports. This report image published on my project web page. So DBAs can see, for example, database statistics. This is a database load average and the transaction statistics and database size as graphical as graph. this is an instance summary. This repo shows the monitoring instance, a process version, and when this report targets the range, time range, and so on, total data sizes, total commits, and total rollbacks. We can also check the disk usage. Also, table size and disk width as a graphically. Let me access tables. This is a part of HTML file. Later, I'll show you a brief demo. So the demo contains the report information. So, okay. Please. Explain more details later. Yes, many reports contain many information. Okay. I'll talk about the input sources of PG-13.4. I'll talk about the statistics and the log. And first, aspects of statistics. PostgreSQL outputs many kinds of statistics. There are two types of statistics. One, accumulated stats. For example, a number of commits, rollbacks for databases, numbers of ships as index scans, and block read hit per table. Next, momentary stats. For example, backend process activity, and a locking status. But these types are gathering methods and viewpoints are different. Accumulated state stats. These are gathered periodically, should be gathered periodically, and use the difference of these statistics that are gathered at the beginning and end of the period with the interest. So, if we want to May 1st, number of scans, number of commits, and number of rollbacks carried out on May 1. Gathering of here and here, and compare these statistics. In this way, we can see how much TPS scans and so on were carried out on May 1st. Next, momentary stats. These are gathered periodically, but especially at short intervals. Why at short intervals? Because for accuracy enhancements, use the occurrence or average of these statistics, which are gathered during the period with the interest. That's what we call sampling. So there gathered periodically at short intervals and calculates In this way, we can see how much process were in status of either or run was at on this period. Aspects of blogs. A log contains the various kinds of messages. At present, there are two types of logs, performance and notification. Performance, for example, checkpoint activities, outworking activity, slow SQL. Notification, typically error, notice, panic, fatal, and so on. Performance logs. These are gathered at all times, and the user occurrence of them which are gathered during the period of user interest. We can retrieve the performance info any period. So, gathering the auto vacuum logs and checkpoint logs and counts. So, we can see how many times the checkpoint and auto vacuum occur on this period. Notification. PG-13.4, all of CSV log messages are parsed and divided into syslog and textlogs. Log level threshold for each log destination. For example, panic and fatal and log level messages are important for DBAs and monitoring tools. Monitoring tools like SNMP and my agent. On the other hand, for example, notice level messages are only noise for them, but these are necessary for a developer. Yes. So, it is happy in some cases to filter in a search and noise. Okay. Next, I talked about how PG-13.4 works. I talk about more details of PG-13.4 activities. About starting PG-13.4, users only execute a PG control start to start a PG-13.4. DBA is no additional operation required. PG-13.4 called by PG init during a postmaster booting. This library fork and daemon the PG-13.4 processes. This is the sequence. And sampling. PG-13.4 runs a monitoring instance as PostgreSQL backend process. PG-13 sampling momentarily starts at short intervals via libpq. And then aggregated stats, so calculate the averages and the occurrence. And these aggregated stats store the info to own local memories. And PG-13 gathers the accumulated stats, number of commits and number of table scans. Gather the aggregated stats periodically and merge with aggregated stats. This information, we call it snapshot. Then, snapshot is stored into a repository database via libpq. So, PG-13.4 using two connections. One is to monitoring, and second, to store the information. Next, about the log messages, exploring performance information and storing. PG-13.4 reads and passes the log file and extracts the information, extracts the performance record, and then store it to repository as a statistics. At present, PG-13.4 checks the auto-vacuum checkpoint activities. And redirecting the log messages. PD starting for user is and passes the log file and redirects the message to some file depending on the log level. So, for example, PD starts for reads and passes the log messages. And if the message has error level, starting for redirect message, which are higher than log, so this has to redirect log the error message to this file. this is users can configuration this level. Configuration this log level. Alert. Alert function will calculate and data of snapshots. Write alerts as a set of tickets when abnormal activities are found. PDSTATIC for latest snapshot and previous snapshot compares a latest snapshot and previous snapshot. At latest snapshot is just stored. And alert if a difference value exceeds a threshold. This threshold set by user. So, if the database has a very large garbage, garbage means a dead record, PDStat info allows the garbage size exceed the threshold to log files. Stopping page start info. Users only execute the page control stuff to stop the page start info. Page start info has connection to gather the statistics and store the information. So postmaster will wait and smash shut down until page start info stopping. Yes. So therefore, page start info check log message to avoid the above situation. It's like a dead log. So, syslogger writes a shutdown message on shutdown process. A piece of info checks the log messages and it detects the messages. Stop on process. And report. Reporter generates a report from the statistics stored in repository. PG reporter is a sub module of PG start info. This module generates a report. It is a very important part to show the user friendly information. Reporter use XSLT and XML. This contains the SQL to retrieve information from the repository. A reporter uses this device and output HTML and user seed. XML file with SQL. We use XML file called the template file. A template file contains like this, these. Users can destroy the template as SQL embedded HTML. It is easy to modify the report contents. Users don't have to need a special skill, only HTML and SQL. Repository databases. PDStatInfo gathered stats into repository. A repository can be in the same database with a multiple instance or in another instance. So you can retrieve the statistics from the repository if multiple instance was down. Okay. So I explained briefly how to use. requirements. Puget Start Info can run on Linux and Windows. On Sandimeter version with both. About PostgreSQL, Puget Start Info run with PostgreSQL 8.3 to 19.9. We tested that 9 beta 1. Note, PostgreSQL have to be configured with enabled stress safety, libxml, lib. Oh, sorry. Libxml and libxsvt option. Because a PGStat4 is a much threaded application and uses libbq, so enabled stress safety is required. But since PostgreSQL 9, this option is enabled at default. And it also uses HTML and XLT features. PGReporter uses HTML and XLT features, so libxml and libxlt option is just required. Others, their processing, lightweight, get snapshot and sampling is a very light. We could get snapshot during benchmark tests. We check a TPW and 1,600 TPS without influence on performance. And one snapshot size is about 1,600 kilobytes. Yes. Configuration. Configuration is very simple. Only describe the bare parameters for minimum action. Share the preload library lines, write the pgstat info. And there are some parameters to control the pgstat info. And these parameters are described in postgresql.com. Use custom variable classes. Well, these are part of the configurations. These are two types of categories, snapshot and logging. We control the sampling interval, the snapshot interval, and exclude DB names and repository servers. PGStatInfo gathers statistics about all databases on monitoring instance. At default, excluded the template 1 and 0. And repository server, default PGStatInfo stores information into a Postgres database on local. So if you want to another instance, you want to store the statistics in another instance, please describe the connection string to the server on this into this parameters. Okay. Logging. typically, users can control text log permissions and text log min message and text log min message. This is a filtering user can control the filtering level to use this, to use these parameters. Okay, I'll show the brief demo. I want to tell you how easy it is to use this product. Conditions. I use Ubuntu 8.8 and PostgreSQL 9 beta 1. PGStatInfo and PGReporter and some contributing modules are already installed. Demo contains the following actions. IntDB and run PostgreSQL server. Then PGStatInfo starting. PGBench test and check the database activity shown by repo. And finally, stop Postgres server. And then pgstatsinfo will stop. Showing the demo on movie. So please wait. Okay, I create a database cluster. Okay, and then run the PostgreSQL servers. Okay, and create a sample database. A PG bench schema tables, PG bench tables, register a PG start statement. This is a Postgres configuration file. To you use this demo. It's just for performance. I don't mind. This is a required pgstat info. Log checkpoints and logout vacuum minimization. A log checkpoint set on and logout vacuum minimization set 0. To output the log checkpoint activities and auto vacuum activities. This is a feature subsinfo on parameters. In this demo, snapshot interval set 20 seconds. Default PGStat info have 5 minute interval, a snapshot interval. It's my mistake. I forgot to copy the PostgreSQL.conf to a database cluster. Okay, run. PGStat info already run, and PGStat info use a schema and function to monitoring instance and repository databases. The first time to connect the monitoring instance and stored databases, StatInfo info checks a schema existence, and if not exist these schemas, PGStat info automatically created these schemas and functions automatically. And check the process. We can see starting for process. This is a PID or postmaster. This is a process of recording my desktop, so it's a abbreviation. Okay. Now, it is starting for get gather the statistics and store the snapshot. Okay, check on the report. A PG reporter has three modes: command line mode, standard HTTPD mode, and CCI mode. So in this demo, use a standard HTTPD mode of PG reporter. These are the files for PG reporters. Now, HTTP start at port 8080. So, we check browser. Reporter shows the monitoring instances information about it as this. An instance, a list. Now, only one. Okay, click. Shows a snapshot list gathering from these instances. Okay, check already 7 snapshots retrieved from monitoring instance. Okay, next, we run the PG bench. Check the snapshot on the HTML file. Okay, upgrade. Yes. It checks increase commit per second latest snapshot. It's affected by the PG34 load test. Generate between this snapshot and this snapshot. We only check this button and submit. Click the submit. Okay. So we can see a report. Summary my Optionally, if we click the column, order by automatically. Can check the update status as a graph top. This is a statement, a report of statements. We check during a PG bench plan. So we check transaction TPS according to the timeline. Skip some demo. I stop the PG control. Stop the Postgres server. Check the PGStats info process. Okay. There are no process of PGStats info. So it is very easy to use it. And start and stop with PostgreSQL. Okay, then next future work for PGStats info. First, PGStats info challenges. Art with knowledge base. Now, at present, PGStats info shows a brief alert, but the condition alerting are defined every system. So, PGStats info will be able to show more specific alert message with each system's own knowledge. So, now, we allowed many, for example, many through six scan and many data table, but combined with knowledge base, PGStats info will be able to show what DBA should to solve the problem. Report with OSS resource statistics. OSS resources often retrieve the existing tools, for example, start. In some cases, troubles in database server are caused by products other than DBMS. Therefore, check the statistics of PostgreSQL and OS to identify the bottom causes. This function may be a point of reporter improvement, but it is a very important function, I think. And FutureBug and Next cooperate with PostgreSQL. There are three topics. We Pidgin Stats Info wants more statistics, and Pidgin Stats wants more easy to log filtering, and more smart works with PostgreSQL. First, Pidgin Stats Info wants to get a top 5 time limit. PostgreSQL shows us many statistics, but not enough. For example, Oracle has more advanced statistics collector. Top 5 time event is the most watched information by DBAs of Oracle. Statistics shows the most time elapsed processes. So it is useful to see a bottleneck quickly. This information includes more lower information about weight, lightweight log, series, tuple, and light log world record, and so on. So, Pidgin Stats it is not enough to get the Pidgin Stats activity. Retrace and system tab can retrieve the sampling statistics and show us nearly top 5 time events. But retrace and system tab are not good at critical monitoring. From my experience, at least system tab often use a development environment, but a huge use on commercial environments. So we have to prepare the scripts for sampling using these products, and also have to follow these products updating. So it is many problem to use the details and setup. So it might be the best way the PostgreSQL has own sampling system. Yes, but I think of course it is a very difficult. Yes. Business also wants to get each backend memory consumptions. Some objects, prepared statement, a cursor, not release until disconnect or close. So sometimes users encounter swap caused by memory consumption of these objects. It is useful to see the memory consumption for each backend, I think. And it is also useful to see how large sort and hash are performed at each backend. Next, about the log filtering. Pidgin Stats Info wants an editable log structure on memory. Such log structure makes Pidgin Stats Info reading and passing log messages more easily, I think. It's also used to modify the log level or code message by purpose. For example, we can set not log, but performance level about the level about the performance messages. For example, with slow queries, auto vacuum activities, checkpoints, and auto explained logs. Okay. We can change the log level if we switch to each system. So, yeah. And more smart works with PostgreSQL. Pidgin Stats Info uses Pidgin init to be kicked by the postmaster and checks the log message to shut down with postmaster. But it's not smart way. For example, if only PG-start info process was down, there are no way to restart PG-start info automatically. And PG-start info has some restrictions for handling the local time zone and so on. But external modules cannot use these configurations as well. So such activities should be controlled by the postmaster and not external processes. Similar topic was discussed on Hacker's mailing list. Title is Scheduled in Core. One of the proposals on this discussion, Simon Lee wrote this proposal. The following proposal is pretty much a requirement of PG-start info. He proposed a integrated user process to add the PostgreSQL.conf. And if users describe the user-defined backend process here, Postmaster control this process. We control this process. And the non-block, the smasher down, the shutter sequence, and multiple delay. User code will be executed last at start up and first single shutdown. Final conclusion. PG-start info is useful to see and check the problems and the causes. PG-start info can show DBS simple alert and report a filtered load. DBS only have to check it. And very easy to use it. Installation and configuration and starting are very simple. And it runs as a Postgres native backend. But still not get enough information for DBAs. So some works need for PG-start info and PostgreSQL. I hope this product will never fail to PostgreSQL DBAs. So please, let's try it. Okay, reference. If someone wants to see more detailed specific information about the PG-start info, please check the following site. We prepared the English document on this page. And the following products have the same aim of PG-start info. And so if someone interested in the PG-start info, please also check the these products, poster and PG-start spark. Okay. That's all. Any question? Communicate at DBA.
How is RSVP being sent to the DBAs?
How to send the DBAs?
The alerts.
Oh, alerts. Okay. PG-start info only writes alerts to. At present, PG-start info only. Write the alert message to files which contain the message for DBA and monitoring tool. So now external monitoring tool detects the alert and DBA knows what happened to the database.
Yes, you're right.
a report of PG starting for image published on the website, so please check it. I can't explain enough about it. These files, PG reporter generates the report. Manually, and yes, manually. And PG reporter generates the report, and PG reporter runs as a CGI and HTTP day, so. Database administrator, how database administrator get the I can't talk. Well. Yeah. So really. Talk about later. Okay. Yes. I don't catch up these projects, so I will try catch up the projects. Yes, I will go. Thanks. Oh, so time. My presentation is finished. Thanks.
presentation?
No problem.
Yeah?
Test.